This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. There was more reaction today to the recommendations of the bipartisan Iraq Study Group. Iraq's president, Jalal Talabani, blasted the panel's report, calling it unjust and dangerous to the sovereignty of his country. Talabani, an Iraqi Kurd, has his own reasons for disliking the panel's recommendations, but his rejection puts him in the same camp as some powerful Shiite leaders. The Iraqi president made his statement on a day when the sectarian violence in Iraq seemed to take on stronger overtones of ethnic cleansing and more organized fighting. NPR's Corey Flintoff reports from Baghdad.
President Talabani appeared on Iraqi television to denounce the study group's report in no uncertain terms.
Hamilton Baker,
I considered the Baker-Hamilton report to be an insult to the Iraqi people. The commission doesn't have the right to threaten us. We are an independent country.
Talabani is from Iraqi Kurdistan, which fought hard to protect its autonomy during the framing of the country's new constitution. Kurds and Shiites object to provisions in the Iraq Study Group's report that could lead to reopening the constitutional debate and concentrating more power in the central government.
This report doesn't meet our needs because it was written by people from outside, people who live in a normal environment, not this environment.
Abu Mujtaba is a spokesman for the Sadrist movement, loyal to anti-American cleric Muqtada al-Sadr. His group is resistant to any change that might loosen Shiite control of the government. Abdul Aziz al-Hakim, the leader of Iraq's most powerful Shiite political party, said the report contained inaccurate information based on dishonest sources. Many Shiites believe the report is biased in favor of Iraq's minority Sunnis. Hakim has been in the United States for a meeting with President Bush. He told CNN's Wolf Blitzer today that the report does have positive aspects.
One of them is it's a pro-reconciliation. The reconciliation did not come because of the pressure of the United States or any other forces, outsiders, but it was just coming from the Iraqi government itself.
But at home in Iraq, Hakim, too, is on record as rejecting many of the study group's proposals. President Bush has already said that the Iraq Study Group's report is only one of several sources of advice that he'll consider. But President Talabani believes that it won't have much influence on the American leader.
I think President George Bush is a principled man. He insists that Iraq's democracy must be a success, and his policy will not change until the end of his term.
Whether the president's policy changes or not, conditions in Iraq are changing by the day. The violence in Baghdad appears to be moving from individual sectarian murders to larger-scale attacks by fighters from one sect on neighborhoods of the other. Yesterday, Shiite militiamen raided a mixed neighborhood and drove out dozens of Sunni families. Today, gunmen attacked two Shiite homes in a mainly Sunni neighborhood, killing the men in each family, nine in all. And police say as many as 50 Shiite gunmen staged an assault on a Sunni neighborhood but were driven off by local fighters. Sectarian murders haven't fallen off either. Police found about 60 more bodies in the capital, most of them showing signs of torture, bound and shot. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Baghdad.